One should not buy any food for Pesach unless he knows that there's no chashash chametz. Today, it should have a hashgacha from a reliable person or a reliable kashrus agency. Even water, back in the day, people would not drink water from a well that wasn't watched and protected from chametz all year unless they strained the water. Interestingly enough, water from the Kinneret on Pesach, there's a big discussion in the Peskin. Take a look in the Sefer Shleishim Yom Kodem HaChag on page Kuf Yotes, where he brings 13 different reasons why one could be mekel to drink water from the Kinneret, even if you don't fill up the water before Pesach. Back in the day, there were many different foods that there were concerns of chametz, honey, sugar, dried fruit, and the Mechaber, and the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah, and Siman Tov Samach Zayin have discussions regarding these various foods. There are many foods that people have a minig because their fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, and families generations back would not eat, and they still have the minig not to eat those foods. It's worth mentioning a line the Mishnah Berurah brings at the end of Siman Tov Samach Zayin, Sif Katan Peches, from the Tanya. Kol inyonei ha-pesach lo yase al yidei akum, v'chein roi shelo yase al yidei kitanim. Someone who sells chametz to a Jew before Pesach, if it's not obvious that there's chametz in whatever he's selling the Jew, he must let him know that there's chametz there. And then he can sell him as much as he wants, and we're not concerned that the Jew will keep this chametz over Pesach. It is forbidden to sell to a non-Jew lots of chametz if it's not obvious that there's chametz in what you're selling to the non-Jew, because we're concerned that the non-Jew will turn around and sell it to another Jew. However, a little bit of chametz, we are not concerned, and you're allowed to sell it to a non-Jew, because even if he sells it to another Jew, we could assume that it will be eaten before Pesach. It's also mutter to sell chametz to a non-Jew, even a lot of chametz, if it's obvious that it's chametz, because then there's no chashash, there's no concern that the Yisrael will buy it from the non-Jew for Pesach. However, there are those that are machmir with wheat that became chametz, not to sell it to a non-Jew, because then there's a concern that the non-Jew will grind them up, and then the chametz will not be apparent, it won't be nicker. B'shas adchak, you could be mekel, since either way, the minig is not to buy flour from the marketplace on Pesach. Somebody who eats a kezayis of chametz on Pesach, b'shegeg is chayiv a karban chatos, b'mezid is chayiv karis. It says in the Torah, ki kol oichel chametz v'nichrusa. And achila is not less than a kezayis. However, it's aser to eat even a mashu of chametz, because chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. But there's no karis or a karbon, but makin oisai makas mardos. There is nothing that could become chametz except for the five grains. The five grains are wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. Other types of grains, whether it's rice or millet, cannot become chametz even if they seem to be swelling up. They are not chametz, it's some sort of decay, or they're getting spoiled, but they are not becoming leavened bread. The Minhag B'nai Ashkenaz is not to eat kidneys on Pesach, even on Erev Pesach, after the Zman Isra Achilas Chametz, even on the last day of Pesach in Chutz La'aretz. The Minhag is not to eat kidneys. Why? Because back in the day, they used to grind kidneys into flour, and they made breads out of this, and there's a concern that somebody will come to be mekel, even with regular wheat flour, and they'll make bread from these five grains, and therefore Chazal were machmer not to eat any kidneys at all, even non-ground kidneys. There's another reason that's brought. There used to be grain that was mixed into the kidneys, and this person will take this kidneys and bake it. He'll have chametz in his kidneys. There are things that are not kidneys, but we are noyeg to have the iser just like kidneys. For example, mustard, and the gedder for this takana is that anything that's midgan, meaning that you stand it up, you make piles the same way you deal with grain, they made this iser. There are different types of oil that are made of kidneys that are usser as well.